this is a big week and a big weekend coming up for St. Clair County Community College's athletic program. The athletic director, Dale Voss, is with us right now. Dale, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, you've got a special visitor in town, and it's a representative of the National Junior College Athletic Association.
Yes, that's correct. So that's our national association, like the four-year schools have the NCAA, and we've got a representative coming in from the Championship Events Committee, and he's coming to visit the Blue Water area and visit our college in hopes that we would land a bid for some national championships. We've bid on the Women's Volleyball National Championship and the Women's Basketball National Championship. So they would be three-year bids. They would start, volleyball would start in the fall of 2019. Women's basketball would start in the spring of 20 if we were lucky enough to get them. So
well, and lucky and hardworking, because
absolutely,
it's not just luck. It takes a lot of work to get these. The first step was to have a nice venue, and that's the Field House.
Without question, we would not have attempted this in the past. The Field House was a big part of that, and you know, it was a big part of the process of getting the Field House. We said right from the start that these were the kind of events that we thought we could bring to the Blue Water area. So this is our first run at it, and we've gotten just tremendous support from the community, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Community Foundation, the city, the county. You know, I couldn't name them all, so they know who they are, and it's been tremendous.
Well, and Dale, for people out there that are saying, hey, I'd like to help, what could I do? I'm not a member of any of those organizations. They can just come to the game on Saturday, right?
Right, exactly. So this this gentleman from the NJCA will be here tonight. We've got a full day Friday of visiting the community, talking to some of the leadership in the community, showing the support of the community, touring, you know, different places like the YMCA, the convention center, Sperry's, the escape room, you know, different things that the teams could do while they were here when they weren't playing their games, the hotels, those types of things. And then, of course, the college, we're going to tour that. And then on Saturday, he's coming to our games. We play Muskegon Community College starting at 1 o'clock. And, you know, we'd really like to for him to see a full Field House and tremendous community support. So we're dubbing that Fill the Field House Day. We're also celebrating youth sports that day. So folks with their youth sport uniform get in free. We're going to have some other events for those folks, and then we're doing everything we can to fill the field house. Our friends at Community Foundation have donated prizes for a raffle. We're giving away an iPad, an iPod Touch, Beats wireless headphones, and a Fitbit smartwatch. So that's for folks 18 and under. So we're really trying to target that crowd and get them on campus. One, because we think that's fun, but two, those are our future customers too. So,
well, just to have that kind of electric playoff type atmosphere in the Field House on Saturday for that representative that's going to be scoping things out, that'll be great.
Exactly. Yeah, that's our number one goal with it. But you know, as a college, we certainly want to do that for other reasons as well. But yeah, we'd love to have a full Field House. So if you're if you don't have anything going on Saturday, come by at 1 o'clock and see some great basketball, and while you're at it, you'd be helping the community possibly get a great event.
There you go. And check it out. You might just get hooked on Skipper basketball. And that's the nice thing about this Field House. It's so much more accessible. I'm not saying that people couldn't get to the old gym in the north building on the SC4 campus, but I think if you asked everybody in this McDonald's this morning, you know, a year or two ago, where do the Skippers play basketball, they'd have said, I don't know.
I would agree with that. You know, we did what we could with the old building, but you know, the Field House is number one. It's unbelievable how well it's turned out. It is beautiful. It's a showpiece. It's as nice as any junior college has anywhere. And you know, but then to top it off, you're right. It's in a great location. You know, right in an athletic area, along with the McMoran Arena and ample parking, and you come down Erie Street. It's right there in front of your face. The big SC4. you know, lighted signs, and you can always just say go to the tower, you know.
Yeah, that's the easy way to find it. What else goes on there? So we know that the basketball team plays there, that we know that volleyball goes on there, but the place is busy all the time.
Sure. So, you know, we've had a couple of outside events. The YMCA held their Night of Champions in our place, and we've had a couple of other, you know, events that were you know, set up tables and chairs on the floor, that type of thing. But we are trying the best we can to keep it an athletic facility. We hosted a high school wrestling match last night. Four area schools do an opening night battle of the belt, they call it. It was Algonac, Marysville, St. Clair, and Port Huron High. And they approached us and said, hey, we'd like to have it at your place rather than us, you know, rotating who hosts it. And it was a great event. We had a good crowd, great competition, and that was a lot of fun. This at Christmas time, December 28th, we're having high school girls basketball, and on the 29th, we're having high school boys basketball. And those are going to be just exciting but crazy days. We've got 8 games each day. We start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the last game starts at 9 o'clock at night. So basketball for, I don't know, 12 or 13 hours. That's going to be a lot of fun. Jim Weimer, you know, everyone knows him from his Times Herald days,
sure.
But he works in our office as a community relations specialist, and he sets up a lot of these, especially the high school things, because those are his those are his people, you know.
Exactly. And you've got that running track in there, too.
Yeah, yeah. So we get a lot of community use of the running track. Folks can come in. I know it's starting to get cold outside, so it's a good time for some of those folks to maybe say, man, it's too cold to run outside today. It's a tenth of a mile track, rubberized. It's a good running surface. Our basketball teams don't think it's that great a running surface, but that's okay. $2 to come in and just use it on a one-time basis, and then we do sell memberships as well, semester by semester, for the outside folks to come in.
Well, this would be a great chance. If you haven't seen the field house yet, check out the game this Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock. We're going to fill the field house, and it's SC4 taking on Muskegon. I guess Zeke the Wonder Dog is going to be
Yes, famous from his MSU time, so he'll be doing a halftime show.
Well, very good. That should be great. Women's game at 1 o'clock, men's game at 3 o'clock, and we want to really impress this representative from the NJCAA. I think you're going to put quite a show for him this season.
We really are, and not just us. The whole community is. It really, you know, I can't say that often enough. The community has really, really gotten behind this.
Well, it makes sense because the economic impact for the community
right.
is huge, isn't it?
It is. There's, you know, if you I don't have them all memorized, but there's a lot of data on the NJCAA's website about the community impact of these different tournaments. Danville, Illinois, a small town in Danville, has hosted the men's basketball tournament for 12 years, I believe, and they believe they get $1 million of impact on an annual basis. Now, I think that's developed over time. I don't think you get that immediately, but you are talking about 16 teams staying in our hotels for an average of, I think it's 6.3 nights. So basically a week of hotel rooms for 16 teams, and then whatever fans they bring on top of that.
Their
so
fans.
It's a pretty big economic impact. And of course, you know, you start pushing that out, they've got to be entertained. They've got to eat all their meals in our town. You know, they're not cooking anything. You
for
know,
sure.
So it's a pretty big deal.
That's exciting. Well, we hope it happens. The push is on this weekend to make a great impression. Dale, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate
it. Hey, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paul.
Dale Voss, the athletic director at SC4, with us on 1380 WPHM.